Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the world's first and only 3-in-1 podcast.
1, 2, 3. On what?
You'll just have to find out. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Welcome to episode 118 in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, and this is the only, the finest, the best 3-in-1 podcast. No, and this is not just on finances, business, and technology. As always, I'm joined by my co-host and lovely wife, Jane. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
So we decided to do an unforced radio silence for the greater half of, 7 months.
Well, life kind of got in the way, dear.
Life kind of got in the way. So if you haven't noticed, well, you probably did. This is the first episode of 2018 that we're recording right now. Oh my gosh. The last episode that you probably listened to was recorded right around Christmas 2017. And boy, things have changed. Let's just say we got off track for a while. My mind decided to lose itself on stupid stuff for the greater part of number of months. That wasn't any fun at all.
Plus the fact that something else happened.
Yes. So, okay. Before we get down into the show content, as mentioned in the beginning, this is the 3-in-1 podcast. The topics are going to be thrice, thusly named, we're just gonna chat and talk about three topics today, and hopefully they are enlightening, educational.
Entertaining was the last.
Entertaining, enlightening, educational. One of the three E's. I get confused on them all the time. I'm like, duh, when it comes to remembering words and stuff. But three topics, and we hope you get a kick out of it. So, first topic on the table of discussion today is, I'll have you announce it, Jane. Oh, me? Well, you're pointing at something. People can't see what you're pointing at. We're recording audio.
Okay, I wasn't sure if we're actually going to announce it. Back in January, we found out that we were going to have a baby.
Yay.
So now I am currently 30 and a half weeks, and baby is due October 6th, and we're expecting a little girl, so we're very excited and looking forward to meeting her.
Yeah, so in the meantime of this radio silence that I don't know why I do this. It's stupid, because we miss out on so many episodes and content. And stories, too! Oh my goodness! 7 months worth of stories! We're expecting, super excited, firstborn on the way, little girl, coming October 6th, and,
hopefully,
if she's on time. So, I've been teased mercilessly at work to, come up with a name for the baby. One of my bosses actually said I should name it after my boss, That way I won't have to do overtime work. And I said I'll think about it, I'll suggest it. For those of you also wondering, yes, we do have a couple name suggestions, but we're quite certain on one of them, and we'll let the public know when baby arrives.
But so, as for the suggestion that his boss gave, that one, you know, it just Margaret Merritt doesn't quite work.
No, too many M's in it. Yeah, my boss's name is Margaret. She's funny. She said, well, if you name it after me, I'll make sure you don't get any overtime. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Great. She was like, well, I'll make sure of it. Yeah, well, you know, I have to get the approval of the wife and make sure that, you know, once we see the baby, that it looks like a Margaret. Because if it doesn't, you know, we're going to kind of have a weirdly named baby. You know how things are with babies.
You're not a Jack. You're a Herman.
What? So, do tell about some of your fun baby a couple of your favorite baby stories or something recent with, well, the fun of being pregnant. I obviously can't tell any of them. I'm not the one who's pregnant. You are.
Well, it's just, I mean, of course there was the morning sickness, which wasn't fun, but thankfully that's passed. The latest thing that I'm dealing with right now is just,
well, you had some fun food aversions. There are certain foods you could eat that those were the only foods you wanted to eat, and then there are foods that you definitely could not eat under any circumstances.
Well, yeah, that's true in every pregnancy. So, yeah, there's definitely certain foods that I can't eat, period, just because it gives me really
such
bad
as
digestion. Well, corn is one.
Corn and what did you do, forget?
Corn. What was it?
You forgot one? Over this adult. Oh, goodness, you can't even remember.
Dear, I have preggo brain.
Okay, well, there are other foods that you couldn't eat. Foods that you loved and seemed to only eat all the time were, what was that?
Panda Express.
Yeah, to which I say our baby's not going to be Asian, but it's perfectly fine if the baby wants to eat rice. I don't mind.
I think the ginger and the orange, because what I craved most and what seemed to calm my stomach the best was orange chicken and fried rice from Panda Express. And yeah, it was probably the ginger in the sauce that definitely was the deciding factor, because ginger is really good for calming your stomach. So,
yeah. So, in addition to that, were there a couple other things you wanted to share about your baby bump journey?
Well, just the fact that I'm having to get used to her kicking me quite a bit right now. She definitely favors my left side. Actually, at work today, I had to get down on my hands and knees and just kind of sway back and forth and move around because she was really, really kicking my side. And that was the only way I could get her to move out of it. So,
one of the fun parts with you being pregnant in the third trimester is baby likes to have fun kicking and punching and moving and jumping and doing all sorts of manner, just completely at random, too, like, I mean, obviously, outside the times when you're normally awake and active, babies go between cycles of being awake and sleeping, but a lot of it's more unexpected. She likes to favor one side, really punch you really good. She hasn't gotten up into your ribs and bruised them yet.
Well, not yet. There's still 10 more weeks left, so who knows?
We'll see. We'll see. So baby's having fun kicking and punching and doing whatever babies do. We actually found a fun fact about that in terms of why babies are moving around inside is that they're helping to move their joints and their ligaments and strengthen, you know, the muscles and the bone, because that's kind of keen to all babies' overall development, you know, making sure it's arms and legs develop properly, that the ligaments and the joints are working, that the muscles are strengthening, the bone too. Otherwise, that means usually down the road when you get older, it leads to arthritis and joint problems. So if you've ever wondered why in the world is baby jumping around so much, Wilder,
she's getting a workout.
She's getting a workout. She's making sure things are working, moving, growing, and being everything that baby should. Speaking of which, what's she doing now?
She's back on my left side.
She's back on your left side, punching you mercilessly. Oh, the joys of being pregnant.
10 more weeks.
Hopefully. 10 more weeks, hopefully. Well, even though there's like a 25% chance of baby being born on the due date or the due week, we'll see. I obviously was born a couple of weeks early, You were born
2 weeks late.
2 weeks late. So we have a variety to work with. We know some friends where baby just stayed in there for 4 weeks past their due date.
Well, I guess also it's a common thing that the first one's usually the late one. So I'm praying.
And there's a trending that baby's kind of late.
I'm praying that's not the case because I would prefer it if she could come either on time or even a couple weeks early. I don't, you know, as long as she's healthy. Don't kick the mic.
We're gonna have weird audio and people are gonna be like, what's going on?
Prego brain.
Alien noises, like.
I'm an alien! Yeah, like on the potty break. Yeah, if you guys have been wondering, yeah, we're still talking about Tim Hawkins and Potty Break. Really hilarious episodes. They have this weird alien noise that pops up time and again. If you're a listener, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, if you're listening for a good, clean comedy podcast to listen to, Potty Break will do you a lot of good.
Especially like the latest one with the story that John Brennan told, but that's you have to listen to the episode to find out. It's pretty funny.
Yeah. So as with a lot of other comedy podcasts that are out there on the internet, there are plenty of crude, vulgar, and explicit podcasts because apparently that's how you're funny, I guess. But I like the comics who, you know, find humor in the everyday life stories, situations, and can keep it clean, family friendly, and PG. You know, because you can laugh. Why do you have to laugh at crude, funny jokes? It's just kind of that doesn't really say much more of you as a person. Actually, kind of degrades yourself. So you're kind of laughing at your own innate. Well, that's a topic for another time. So, second topic on the table, among the numerous stories that I forgot to talk about, Well, didn't forget. It's just we have so many stories now to talk about. We have to do all this catching up and stuff. But it's fine. One highlight, I'll pick out a little nugget of my working career over the past 7 months. And that was convincing two of my coworkers to finally eat cereal laden with Pop Rocks. Yeah, what? You have this look on your face.
Just hearing that just makes me cringe because of all that sugar.
It's just like Rice Krispies, except it just pops a little bit more. Okay, so what I had them do is it was kind of part of this challenge, but okay, to be fair, they walked themselves into this dilemma themselves. You're having a conversation not too long ago, actually a little bit more longer than not too long ago, and I don't know. Apparently I said something stupid, and I was like, oh, well, you know, if you wanted to have, you know, some great tasting food or a great flavored combination to try out, maybe, you know what, why don't you go have some cereal with Pop Rocks in it? And apparently that stuck with them, and then one of the co-workers approached me later on in a more recent past, and he said, well, some friend you are, you know, telling us about all this kind of, you know, food combinations or different food flavors and stuff. I don't know, because I get in with the goofiest stuff. I was like, well, do you guys like, you know, pickles and peanut butter bread? Or bananas and butter? Or peanut butter and butter kind of sandwiches? We're going off weird, goofy, crazy food combinations here. So that's how that conversation came about. He's like, here you go. You come up with all these food combinations, ideas, and you don't follow through. Some kind of friend you are can't even go out there and get us the proper cereal and the Pop Rocks to go along with it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What, I'm less of a friend because I decided not to bring it in? He's like, yeah, you're a pretty horrible friend too, rotten. I'm giving you 1 week, and if you can't do it, well, you're a pretty bad friend. I'm unfriending you. So, being the good co-worker that I was, I went out to the store, and I had to make sure I checked to make sure I got the flavor combination right. Because they're like, well, you can take this seriously? I'm like, yeah, unless you want me to go out and get you know, Rice Krispies cereal, chocolate milk, and green apple Pop Rocks, which will make for a really bad flavor combination. So, we settled on a cereal. Figured we were going to get, what was that? No, it wasn't Fruity Pebbles.
Was it Fruit Loops?
Yeah, okay, Fruit Loops. I was going to buy them Fruit Loops cereal, 2% milk, and strawberry-flavored Pop Rocks. It took me a little bit hunting to find it down, but I got it, and then I surprised them the one morning, and the two of them were like, well, I guess we got to go try it now and eat our words. One of them promptly dumped half of his Pop Rocks on the floor by accident, which was hilarious and made for a nice morning of him popping whenever he tried to walk around his case where he was working at. It's hilarious. The other one, he got it in a cereal just fine. And really, really all it did is, you know, you put the Pop Rocks in the cereal, in the Fruit Loops, and all you have is a little bit more popping than usual. But they, when they tried it, I got some pretty rave reviews. It actually went off without a bang. Actually, it went off with a bang, but it was a good bang because I actually liked it. One of them, the one who dumped half of his Pop Rocks on the floor, promptly complained that afternoon of stomach ache and how horrible it was that I had poisoned him and how he might have to call in sick from work tomorrow. He didn't call in sick, but he was just screwing around. I had to listen to the man. Apparently, he whined to the manager. It was really funny, but I got him to eat Pop Rock cereal. And so then the other guy who tried it, he started calling the first person who complained of a, air quote, stomach ache, of being a big baby, and the fact that he was probably suffering from a sugar crash, because obviously it's a sugar high, being that I guess it's high in sugar, being candy and Fruit Loops cereal. But then we were thinking of other flavor combinations we could try. We actually looked on a website for Pop Rocks. By the way, I want to say right now, since I've been mentioning Pop Rocks and Fruit Loops cereal, none of this is sponsored by either company. But Pop Rocks has many different flavor combinations, like blue raspberry, tropical, chocolate. We could have some really interesting flavor combinations. Just add cereal. Mm-hmm. So what do you think about what about that? What are your thoughts? Good, bad. It was hilarious. Telling you this story back when I got back from it, you're like, do you idiots ever work? And the answer is no, we don't work there.
Plus the fact that I mean that's a lot of sugar. I mean, I bet the people are, like, wondering why.
Oh, what's the worst that's going to happen? All they did was have a sugar high for part of the day, and it crashed the other half of the day. They turned out fine. They lived.
Well, I'm pretty sure they're the people that they delivered to are probably wondering why the mailman was speeding down the walkway.
Yeah, actually, probably got him moving for the first time in their life. They're like, holy cow, the postman's delivering our mail on time. Holy cow, he's fast. That's usually what they say about me, and then they whine that I'm working too good. Or fast and making him look bad. I don't know. You know what? I can never win at work. I can never win. Just remember, I'm the stupid one and they're all the smart ones. So that was the fun nugget that I would pull out for topic number two. Topic number three. Was there something you wanted to mention beforehand, or did you want me to go on?
You can go on.
Okay. Topic number three. I'm kind of excited to announce this, is that we are teaming up with Patreon to help support the show. So what Jane and I have decided, and we're excited to see how far this goes, is I'm actually interested and I'm hoping to bring back the daily vlogs over on the YouTube channel that I ran my vlogs out of for the longest time, mainly the year when I was in Taiwan. And kept going after. The YouTube channel for that is youtube.com/tmerrick17. I've linked to it in the show notes for episode 118 as well over at taylormerrick.com. But we're thinking of experimenting with a couple of options and a couple of tiers. But we want you, the listeners, to be included in our adventures. Going forward from here, we're excited about it. We're gonna see how it goes. I was talking to you a little bit about it. What are you excited about doing more of?
Well, just being able to do more podcasts. I kind of missed the fact that we didn't do any.
Oh, you were missing the podcast. Yeah. See, if I was actually doing the podcast over the past decade, I'd have like. I was just telling Jane I was gonna have like if I did this a weekly show, I would be on like episode like 650 or 700. Oh goodness.
Yeah, I mean, when we did it last year, it was kind of something different, and I enjoyed actually just being able to talk about funny stuff and other things. But yeah. Then life got in the way, and So I'm glad we're able to do this again, and I'm hoping
It's like for a time I lost my way, or we lost our way, or something. But something that always brings us back is this podcast. I'm It's funny. I was actually today at work listening through older episodes of this podcast. Episode 1, episode 87, episode 90, the interview with Jordan Cooper. That was a good one. And just, you know, reminiscing on stuff. Like, I know it's helpful for other people, and I also know it's helpful for me as well. I enjoy the podcast very much, the information shared in it, you know, the interviews that I have with the people. Super exciting. I'm so grateful to have, you know, you listeners as part of joining us on our journey, you know, of life, really. It kind of helps us categorize life and recap old, funny, goofy stories, like number of goofy stories that we've shared so far recently, and then stretching back 100 episodes over the past decade. But we want you to be part of it now. We want you to join us. Here's the breakdown. Here's what we're planning on doing. Currently, we're going to have a link over on our website, taylormerrick.com. It'll be on the show notes. It'll be on the website. We also have a Patreon page set up at patreon.com/TaylorMerrick, all one word. And we actually have a couple tiers in there. Tier 1 is $5 a month. Tier 2 is $10 a month. And Tier 3 is $30 a month. Each of them offers one more benefit than the previous tier. And I'm going to break down what all the tiers include. And I'll let you go out to the website to see what extra is thrown into each tier, and then support the show accordingly. I'm really grateful to have all of you guys listening, to have this show for so many years. But I really want to start hearing from the listeners more. You know, I'm missing that audience interaction that I used to have. And I really enjoy having that. I'm sure you would as well, you know, when listeners comment in, mm-hmm. they leave questions. So here's what everybody's going to be getting. When you become a patron and support the Taylor Merrick podcast at any amount, you will get exclusive live stream access to each and every show. Well, each and every vlog that we record and each and every show that we record before it's posted. So here's how it's going to work. Essentially, how it's going to break down is I'm planning on doing the daily vlogs every single day. We're just gonna blab about our daily vlog life, daily stuff. See a previous YouTube video when I said I'm back. That was kind of funny to just bring on everybody. That was a little bit of a test, but at the same time, I wanted to say something, and it was super exciting. And then I realized, holy cow, the last time I updated this video channel was 5 years prior. There's a lot of space and time in between that's missed now. But you'll get exclusive access. You'll actually be able to watch the live stream recording as it's being recorded, and you'll have a chance to chat with us live, interact with us live, ask questions live, and that'll all get into the daily vlog, and that'll be posted the following day. So essentially you'll get early day before access to the daily vlog before it's posted. And then for the podcast as well, that would be recorded live as well, and you would have the chance to interact with us on that live stream as well. So yeah, two things. You get early access, you get your own podcast, exclusive podcast feed. I'm actually thinking of using that exclusive podcast feed for patrons only to talk about a couple interesting tidbits and news that I didn't get to share in regular podcast. And we'll see how it goes from there. So I don't know. I want you guys to feel included, but I want you to feel special, like you're getting something that you're not getting elsewhere. And you know, being a longtime listener of the podcast, you know, I'd like to put a name and a face to the magic number 1 or 2 or 3 for downloads, instead of wondering who you are. You know, actually being able to hang out and chat and talk with you guys live and go forward from there. With that being said, obviously all the information can be found at patreon.com/TaylorMerrick. Otherwise, everything else that we talked about today can be found at the show notes for episode 118 of the Taylor Merrick podcast. You can get that at taylormerrick.com. Was there any final thoughts you wanted to add, Jane? Or are you kind of hot? I mean, you're hot all the time, but you're my wife, so I can say that about you.
It was good to be able to talk again, but I do need to go.
You're happy you're back, but you're pregnant and you need to rest and cool down. So, awesome. Well, thanks for joining us this week, guys. As always, keep being awesome, and we'll see you on hopefully the next live stream. Or on the flip-flop side. Lucky flip. Flip side. We'll see you guys on the flip side. Girl 5 out.
Oh, I punched the microphone. I punched it. I did.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.